Taylor Wallace here, hanging out in Studio 1A with Austin's Como Las Movies. Their debut EP, Nuevo Wave, came out last Friday. They celebrated that release the next night at the ABGB, a cassette release. I will ask questions about that in a second. Thank you guys so much for being here this afternoon. What are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear the first track and our single called El Beso.
Bendición sin fin, lloré, 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 y al fin yo canté, y aunque no sé cantar, quisiera apartar, y aunque no sé cantar, favor de escuchar.
That's Austin's Como Las Movies, the song El Beso. That's from their debut EP, Nuevo Wave, that came out last Friday. They celebrated that release the next night at the ABGB with a cassette release. Thank you, guys. I'm going to say it probably five or six times. Thank y'all so much for being here today. The main brain behind Como Las Movies is Nelson Valente Aguilar. Nelson, can you introduce us to these other wonderful people joining you?
Back here we have Alfredo Rios, also known as Greñas. Over here, I have Jeff Grauser, also known as the Jaguar, and Rene Chavez singing.
Excellent. So, going back a little bit, last Thursday, we had a band here from Buenos Aires, Chancha Vir Circuito, who brought us that digital cumbia, traditional meets new, past meets future kind of sound, and we talked about how that was a treat, having that sound in here. That's not one we normally get in here, and here we are on Monday, getting a little bit of a different flavor from that same root of music. And talking about blending the future and the past, we've obviously got a lot of contemporary guitar and synth happening in here. And Nelson, can you talk about this more traditional instrument that we heard you playing on that one too?
This is actually a jarana, and it's actually a Mexican instrument used in Son Jarocho out of Veracruz. And you know, there's a lot of folk music out of Mexico, like most countries. And so this is one of the instruments they use called the jarana primera, actually. I just got it made a few weeks ago, actually. I ordered it in January and finally got it. But it's one of those traditional instruments for out of Mexico. Very nice percussive sound to it.
Excellent. And speaking of Mexico, so you grew up closer to the border, listening to music from the other side of the border, everything from Mexican pop, Tejano, and all these other great genres, and then eventually started with hearing New Wave and more of the contemporary American and UK kind of 80s sound. First of all, what was the first instrument you picked up?
Guitar, actually, because that was a cool one to pick up, actually.
Sure.
At the time.
So at what point did you realize that these two sounds could exist in the same space?
I don't have a clear answer for that, but it just something over the years of just playing different styles of music and then just combining those elements. And it was just a very natural thing to, hey, you know what? I love the sound of keys. I love the sound of cumbia. I love the sound of singing in Spanish, and I love rock guitar too. So let me just combine those. And it was just, you know, one particular song maybe that I, you know, one day just all of a sudden just all came together.
That's fantastic. And so how did y'all get together as a group?
Actually, you know, it's a small circle here in Austin, and so people know each other. I actually jammed with Jeff at one point unknowingly. I can't remember him at a show. And René's band called Estevato, he's been called Estevato, so they would open up for a previous band I was in. I know Alfredo through mutual friends, and that's kind of how we came together. But René, I didn't have a band, and René came up to me at one time at a show, at a Grupo Fantasma show, and he goes, hey man, I heard you're looking for a band, and he goes, I'd love to, you know, check it out, and here we are.
Austin is such a wonderful, supportive breeding ground for all of that. Very communal, like you said. Like anybody, any musician you pick is probably in half a dozen to 20 different bands around town or working with different projects. We're in Studio 1A with Austin's Como Las Movies talking about their debut EP, Nuevo Wave, that came out last week. They celebrated with a show at ABGB. Now, it took me a while to get on board with the cassette, the rebirth of the cassette trend. I think I get it finally. I get that it's more of having a tangible, like, knickknack or memoir of a band that you have if you can't always throw down for the whole vinyl or something like that. Can y'all talk more about y'all's personal decision to do a cassette?
I think, you know, we were trying to go with a little bit more contemporary format, which is more like a throwback knickknack, like you said. That's the thing, is you might have the media in which to play it, but I don't even, you know, like I don't have a tape player in my home, but it's something that's tangible. You know, most of us are consuming music through streaming services anyway, or if you have some gumption, you do a digital download. CDs are rare, and CD scratch tape, I think, has a little bit more of protection, and it's a novelty, I think, that is in league with the theme of the record, which is sort of a wink and nod to New Wave, as well as, you know, our Latin roots.
Indeed. Yeah. And finally, so Nelson, you daylight as a teacher.
Yes.
Is that correct? So do you play your music for your students?
Actually, I don't, but they discovered it on their own. No,
really?
I don't. I definitely, music's a big part of the classroom. We definitely listen to, but no, I don't share that part. I guess I'm a little shy, and, you know, my job is to teach at that point, you know, and so I don't want to distract them.
Kids can also be cruel.
Yeah, and they, yeah, true. But they find out via the social media, like, I'm, you know, and eventually the year just started, right? So I imagine by December, they're like, you play in the band, right? And then they'll, and I'll let them know, yeah, sure, I did. And they're like, oh, you know, that's kind of cool or whatever. Or they would be like, it's weird. That's what they say.
I have several musician friends who are teachers, and I always think that's very fascinating whether or not they choose to marry the two worlds
or not.
I completely understand both decisions.
right.
We're here with Como Las Movies in Studio 1A. Can we hear another song?
Sure.
Awesome.
We'll be right back.
Austin's Como Las Movies hanging out with us in Studio 1A. That was another track from their debut EP, Nuevo Wave. And that came out last Friday. You can check that out anywhere you stream your music, and you can buy it on cassette. How lovely. You can check out these two songs, a bonus third song, and our interview today at KUTX.org. Nelson, Renee, Jeff, Alfredo, thank you so much again for joining us this afternoon. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is led by Gabriel Perez and assisted by Hannah Edelman and Salvador Castro. Deidre Gott is our wonderful, lovely, extraordinary Studio 1A producer. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.